us now for five insightful minutes is OmniTalk friend, partner, and managing director at the A&M Consumer and Retail Group, Chad Lusk. Chad will be discussing with us the results of his company's most recent consumer sentiment survey. Chad, start with this. Why is it essential for retailers to read this report and to focus on the insights in this spring's survey?
First of all, guys, I wish I had better news. Consumers are even more pessimistic this spring compared to the fall. And we're seeing consumers at all levels continuing to cut back versus the past cycles. Yeah. Now, maybe that's expected a little bit. So kind of why read this report? Well, you know, retailers need to be prepared. You know, within these surveys, we ask consumers about where and how they plan to spend their money, on what, in what channels, and what drives them or inhibits them to make purchases. And what's most important about this is it's a leading indicator versus looking at things in the rear view. So retailers can leverage these insights to develop plans, manage inventory, optimize marketing, and determine pricing strategies.
Now, Chad, we were in the last time that we talked to you, we were looking at something like this trending in this direction. In this report, are you finding any material differences for this spring summer cycle?
The consumers that have previously been the most immune to the economic downturn are actually now tightening their belts the most. So perhaps the biggest difference this spring from previous cycles, and we've done six of these now, is the anticipated spending decreases from the higher income groups. So we're talking household incomes of 100,000 or more. They're shifting their own personal pie chart and prioritizing savings more. And they're championing shopping behaviors to purchase items for less, such as waiting for items to go on sale or looking to shop secondhand options at an expedited rate. So all this is to show that there's actually like a trickle up effect on spend conservatism, which is hitting all income levels and all types of goods, discount and luxury both.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the category level then, Chad. What are you seeing there? And are consumers stating intentions to spend differently and make any trade-offs?
We have a really good chart in this report that shows whether consumers plan to spend more or less over the next 6 months by category. Only three categories showed a net desire to spend more at all, and only one category actually increased from the fall, and that was fresh food. And the thing about fresh food, talking about trade-offs, is that consumers tend to spend more on fresh food when they're cutting back on dining out, ordering prepared meals, generally food that is more entertainment, higher convenience, and higher cost. So that actually going up is a cutback in and of itself. So that's first. Not surprisingly, experiences are down. So, which is unfortunate given the upcoming summer season. So sports, entertainment, outdoor activities, approximately 60% of our respondents said they're going to spend less. It's down 1,000 basis points from the fall, which is huge. Interestingly enough, though, like consumers are still prioritizing travel. There was an increase in the number of respondents taking a vacation from last spring. And those who said that they were going to take a vacation this year, almost 40% of them said that they hadn't taken one last year, and multi-year consecutive vacationers are up. And this really hits the highest income bracket. So back to them again. In fact, for $200,000 plus household income brackets, nearly 70% of them said they were going to reduce spending this upcoming 6 months in aggregate. Yet they made the biggest statement on prioritizing travel among any income group. So it's the big stuff that consumers are prioritizing and saving for extended experiences versus these habitual, smaller entertainment spending like sporting events, even at home, streaming services, or honestly, alcohol, which was virtually at the bottom of our category list in terms of intent to spend.
Wow. So Chad, what do retailers do now with this more budget conscious consumer across the entire spectrum for the spring and summer?
So, I mean, first, budget conscious consumer is no longer the low or middle income earners, right?
Yeah.
So high income households are the ones actually now most likely to wait for a sale in order to purchase. So not so much on daily necessities like food and personal care and pet supplies, but discretionary categories like apparel or home decor or improvement, electronics, they're waiting for that sale at an alarming rate. So retailers should be thinking about targeting deals for this higher price merchandise for these categories in question and trying to increase purchase frequency among current customers. And I would say counter to trying to acquire new customers on promo who probably aren't going to be as sticky and loyal, right? Aside from deals, there's tons of info in the report, a few nuggets to highlight. Gifting is way down. So rethink any advertising messages about buying for others. Secondhand continues to rise. And surprise, surprise, among high-income households too. So think about whether an offering there makes sense for your brand and customers. Nearly half of respondents under 35 are using social media to purchase more than once per month. So are you leveraging that platform? And then the last thing is consumers are talking about net positive experiences with personalization through technology. So perhaps surprisingly, virtual try-on, VR to see how things look in your home, across the board, consumers are net positive on this.
Wow.
However, be wary because these are the areas where consumers' expectations rise the most when it comes to technology. So, you know, it requires savvy retailers to kind of do the same thing and up their game on, quite frankly, online and the in-store tech stack.
And it's still discretionary spend too. Wow.
Yeah.
That was incredibly insightful, Chad. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.